Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. We're live in Studio A with Noah Gunderson this afternoon, joined by Sister Abby. So thank you both for being here today. Welcome to WCBE. And the show tonight is sold out, but we have a pair of tickets to give away after the session that we'll hear today. They've got three songs coming up for us. We'll hear the story behind Noah Gunderson and what's been going on with this latest release. And it's called Ledges. I'm sure it'll be available at the show tonight and on his website at noahgundersonmusic.com. What's this first one you're going to start us off with?
This is a song called Cigarettes.
All right.
You remind me of cigarettes the way I hold you in my chest. The way you kiss me, with your filter breath, and I keep thinking I'm getting old. Once you had me, you don't have me anymore. I don't crave you in the morning or at the company store. I don't use you to escape and my fingers out the door. Once you had me, you don't have me. Honey, you're smooth. Honey, you're smooth. Honey, you're smooth. Honey, you're smooth. You don't make me cool. I can carry. Oh, I'm fine. Once you had me, don't have me anymore. Yeah, but the truth is that you do. Not the way you used to. There's something after you. But honey, you're smooth. Yeah, honey, you're smooth. Oh, yeah, honey, you're smooth. Yeah, honey, you're smooth.
Beautifully haunting. It's Noah Gunderson, joined by Sister Abby Gunderson on helping out on vocals and on the beautiful violin there. It's the new CD, Ledges, and that track, Cigarettes, is what you just heard. And they'll be performing tonight over at the Rumba Cafe. That show is sold out, but you'll have a chance to win tickets after they do their third song this afternoon here at WCBE. Out of Seattle, this is the latest release, just came out on February 11th. Abby here today, but the whole release is kind of a family collective. Mm-hmm. Will you tell us about the family and how long you've all been playing? I'm sure for many years, even though you're still young.
Right. My little brother Jonathan is on tour with us right now playing drums. He's been touring with us for about a year and a half now. And he's 20, and he's a bundle of joy. And then Abby and I have been playing together for, I think, about 8 years now. We played our first show when I was almost 16 and Abby was 12. It's a special thing. It's nice to be able to have this relationship with my sister and with my brother and then the other members of my family that are beginning to make their own music as well. And it's something that I try not to take for granted because I get to take my family out on the road with me and spend that time with them.
And so when you were much younger, there were certain things you were restricted from listening to, I read in your bio. So tell us about that and how, the religious side of things, I guess.
Sure. We both grew up in a religious home and like a more conservative religious home. Secular music wasn't really a part of our upbringing until early teens. And thankfully, my parents are people that have evolved and grown as they've gotten older, and they're actually a lot different now. So my youngest siblings experienced a much different childhood than I did.
Wow, it's just beautiful what you're doing, and just keeps getting better and better for you. So many things going on, and the EPs that you put out before had so many TV show placements: Sons of Anarchy, Vampire Diaries, One Tree Hill, and that might have been what there was some tough times in writing this album, because who am I writing it for, kind of thing.
Sure, that was a part of it. I think the writing of this record wasn't so hard as the producing of it and putting it down on, you know, figurative tape in a way that I felt was representative of me and of the artist I want to be.
Yeah. But then it all worked out and self-produced and great family help on here, too. Mm-hmm. They've got a couple more for us. It's Noah Gunderson with Sister Abby live from Studio A today. And the show tonight is sold out. But hey, we have a pair of tickets to give away. What's this next one going to do off the latest release?
This is the title track. This is Ledges. I got a I've done some damage. I've cut the rope so it free. And I got a lot of good friends keeping me distracted, keeping my sanity safe. Here I stand on the edge of the ledges I've made, looking for a steady hand. Here I stand in the land full of rocks in the valley, trying to be a better man for you. I drink a little too much. It makes me nervous. I've got my grandfather's blood. I take a little too much without giving back. Plus it all the meek, then I'm cursed. Here I stand on the edge of the ledges I've made, looking for a steady hand. Here I stand in the land full of rocks in the valley, trying to be a better man for you. Bear all the consequences. I wanna learn how to love and give it all back. Forgive me all that I've done. Here I stand on the edge of the ledges I've made, looking. Here I stand in the land full of rocks in the valley, trying to be a better man. Oh, here I stand on the edge of the ledges I've made, looking for a steady hand. Oh, here I stand in the land full of rocks in the valley, trying to be a better man for you.
Noah Gunderson, live from Studio A with the title track, Ledges, that just came out February 11th. It's the first full-length album, and they're going to be performing tonight. He and his sister and Jonathan will be joined by Jonathan as well over at the Rumba Cafe, and Chris Orlovsky will be opening up. Is this the only show you're doing with him, or is he out with you?
He's been out with us for, he came out for Chicago and was in Akron with us last night, and tonight's his last night with us. He's a good friend of ours from Seattle.
Great, great. So I always encourage, try to get there for the opener too. Everybody was once an opener, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's actually, there's a first opener. His name is Armin J.
Okay.
And he's actually a member of our band as well, and he's going to be playing a couple songs to really start the night out.
Nice. Yeah. And they have one more song for us, and then we'll do that ticket giveaway for the sold out show. Congratulations on this amazing release and your success. And what lies ahead after Columbus?
We're headed to Nashville this weekend. We have a sold out show in Nashville at the Mercy Lounge, and then We're down to Austin, Texas for the South by Southwest Insanity.
And some more, well, hopefully warmer weather. Who knows what's been going on around there. But we'll have fun there. Yeah, that's
thank you.
Some fun stuff, too. And we thank you for taking the time to be here today for us.
Thanks a lot.
And what's this last morning going to do?
This is called Dying Now.
Sail on, gypsy of my heart. You've been hanging around. You've been with me from the start. Sail on, sail on, silver girl. You've been spinning me round like a tilt-a-whirl. And I've done a lot of living in this town. I've done a lot of flying with my feet on the ground. You can't build your bridges after you burn them down. I've done a lot of living. I'm dying. I've done a lot of living, but I'm dying.